Yeah, I said, call me the Prince of Persia.
So, is it weird?
No!
You sure?
I really like it.
What do you think, Jay?
I'm not a big art guy.
You don't like art?
Well, come on now.
You play video games?
Yes.
Well, guess what, buddy? You like art?
Yep.
You ever been to Subway?
Yes.
You order a sandwich? Somebody put that together for you, dude. That's art.
Sandwich artist.
Let me lay this on you, Jay.
Oh, fuck.
Your mama's pussy was the canvas. Your dad's dick was the paintbrush. Boom. You're the art. Huh?
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason. Episode 264 coming at you. This is the Rager.
Yeah, buddy. That's right. It's Rhyme and Treason. We're here.
That's We're right. Doing it. Just got off work. Just drove an hour. The rage burns inside me. The rage of, just daily life.
Yeah. Fuck society.
Haven't seen this guy in over a year. That makes me full of rage.
We got some flamingos for you, bro. All
right, this guy's becoming a cult leader before.
Lagunitas Waldo's.
Isn't it like 11%? Holy fuck, 11.7. I just saw it.
11.7.
You fucking guess what I'm drinking. A Stella Artois like a bitch.
Well, like a 4.2, 3.5.
I just drink it to get fat. Not for the right? big fucked
I
up
drink
part.
Two of these fucking sideways.
That's good because we'll hear some rage tales from Gower's daily life. And yeah, man, I think just not doing anything for a year has made me so raging, dude.
But at the same time, it's made me so, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I used to be such an extrovert, right? Like, I was all about, like, going out and partying and hanging with people, like, all the time. And then, like, having a kid kind of mellowed me out, like, regressed into like not really seeing a lot of people and not really doing a lot of things. And then like, and it was easy because you could be like, ah, dude, I got the kid, like, oof, you know, easy out, right? Like, there's never been an easier out than like, whew, COVID, bro.
Oh yeah. You love that out.
Like, what a great out. Like, holy fuck, dude, I don't have to see anybody. I don't have to do anything. Like, seriously. Like,
that's crazy.
As an introvert, you gotta love that. You gotta respect that.
I do respect it, but the rage burns. You'll hear a lot of raging music. I got a bunch of cool songs.
Well, and here's the thing. It's like, shame on us for not having, like, broken protocol and, like, hung out, right? But, like, but at the same time, like, I would rather break protocol to hang out with my in-laws or my family than you. Nothing personal.
Oh, that's fucking weak, dude. I would much rather hang out with you than my in-laws. we got some pretty good tracks on this one. We got some Mudhoney, some Dropkick Murphys, Jimmy Fallon, The Accused, Agnostic Noise. Front, Machine Head, Rage Against the Machine, obviously.
Rage Against the Machine Head.
Some Tenacious D. Yeah, dude. I'm stoked for the Rager.
Oh, yeah, bro. That's how we roll here at Rhyme and Treason. We're gonna meet up and tear it up. It's gonna be epic.
All right.
It's gonna be unreal. It's going to be like rice cauliflower epic.
Enjoy some Death Clock opening the show. Hatred.
Death Clock?
That's right. You just earned some Death Clock with that statement. Here it comes. Round.
I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts. I know I really care.
Talk your shit. Let your nuts drag, nigga. These niggas just running at they fucking mouth, man. Follow protocol, blood. Get in they fucking chest, nigga. We the fucking mob, nigga. These niggas bleed different. We don't bleed, nigga. We make niggas bleed, blood. Trey Wayne,
these niggas said it hurt me, I ain't hurt you. Get the fuck up on my fucking face before I murder you. Bitch niggas always drink the blood, but I know they fools. Whole squad full of fucking killers, I'm a killer too. Set it shot, 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 nigga. Everybody get pop, 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 nigga. The big ol' rah, 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 nigga. We set it shot, 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 nigga. 6-9 this and 6-9 that. Niggas on my dick and on my yak. These niggas looking for me, you can hit my jack. I done drop my address, yeah, I know it's 6-9 that. I'll flunk ya, nah, do his back like Ibaka. Baka, not nice with the fucking chopper. Pop him, scope on the nigga who shot ya. Drop him, somebody call his fucking doctor. Think I'm in a pussy, bet that she get gushy gushy. She want the whole game, bustin' all in her pussy. I want the drip drip while I get my dick licked. Lil' sick bitch, lick it on my dick tip. She a freak, ho, fuck her, she on beast mode. On your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. I'm on beast mode, shoot you through your peephole. Said he won't smoke, I don't really see it, though. These niggas said it hurt me, I ain't hurt you. Get the fuck up on my fucking face before I murder you. Bitch niggas always drink the blood, but I know they fools. Whole squad full of fucking killers, I'm a killer too. Said he shot, 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 nigga. Everybody get pop, 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 nigga. The big ol' rah, 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 nigga. We said it shot, 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 nigga.
Ain't nobody bringing these bees, man. Look at this shit. In a minute, it can get nasty, but we keep it calm, you heard? In a minute, it can get nasty. Y'all better let us in the industry, dog. Let us in, kid.
boy.
Motherfucker!
ballad of Hollywood Jack and the Rage Cage. Nothing could stop him when Jables and Rage hit the stage. And Hollywood Jack hit the big time and went to make movies. Rage Cage was left far behind in the dust of his dreams. And he grumbled and growled and watched Hollywood Jack on Jay Leno. He bellowed and said he'd be nothing without help from Cage. He burned up the photos of Jables and Cage doing mushrooms. Fuck him, I don't need no Hollywood Jack anyway. So Hollywood Jack lived up high on a hill in a bubble. And Rage Cage lived deep in the broiling valley below. Yes, the Rage Cage bubbled with rage. He looked at the ground and he looked on the stage. The lava was flowing and broiling inside the old cage. As Hollywood Jack climbed the ladder starting before him, he watched as his indie credentials flew right out the door. He'd make millions and then he'd go out and he'd make even more millions. He'd screen cage his calls and snort coke off the ass of a whore. No one respected him, they just rejected him. No one would represent Cage. Left on the streets of his dreams, he would cry and he'd rage for the stage. In trouble. They sent Cage away cause he had gone completely insane. So Hollywood Jack jumped upon a jet plane and flew all that night through the rain to be with his friend and see what remained of his brain. Then Hollywood Jack told the doctors, you've got to retrieve him. You've got the technology, use the techniques of your trade. He grabbed their lapels and he screamed, by God, you must save him! Because Rage Cage and I, can't you see that we're one and the same?
Yeah. paralysis. I live with this aching possibility that you might call me to do something.
Let's go to your house.
Boy, not go out for you. So you're not
show dedicated to crystal meth and the meth lifestyle. It used to be a morning show, then it turned into a morning and afternoon show, then it turned into a morning, afternoon, and evening show. Now we just leave the cameras on all the time because we don't sleep, y'all.
Introduce me.
I want to introduce my co-host. She's my girlfriend, the mother of my kids, and a couple other kids, and she also enjoys crank. Please welcome Patty.
Hey, good morning.
Over the last 4 years, we've met people from all walks of life who enjoy grinding up asthma medicine, boiling it in kerosene, and ingesting it.
I enjoy it because it makes me feel positive, confident, and sexy.
Our next guest does it for gay reasons. Please welcome Vernell Williams.
I can't stay long, you guys. I have a friend in the car, and he needs to get to the emergency room.
Who doesn't, Vernell? So, why do you enjoy ice?
Well, meth helps me with my social anxiety disorder. You see, when I'm on meth, I can do sex with people that if I were not on meth, I would never do it with because they are disgusting.
I use it to help control my weight problem. I mean, look at me 6 months ago. Oh, disgusting!
And I take it to unwind before a long day of school bus driving.
You know, actually, I am in the process of quitting because I don't want to lose my teeth because people have always told me that my teeth are my strong suit. And also, sometimes when you're tweaking and you're doing it with people, they try to kill you.
Well, that is just anti-meth propaganda. Mm-hmm. I've only seen that happen 4 or 5 times. Not now, Keith! Not now! You can't back me right now! That's Keith. He used to be an accountant, but now, thanks to math, he can take a VCR apart in 6 minutes for no reason.
Episode 264. We're talking about brining some chicken like a couple of old fuckers. Some salty bastards, because you can't brine without salt, apparently, but I'm too much of a... Well, I had a rough
That's
day.
Right. When you're 40-something, you're salty as fuck.
Super salty, and yeah, the rage burns in all of us, and yeah, man. Like to also give a shout-out to the opening track, The Last Rager, Municipal Waste. This one's going to be hardcore.
Municipal Waste, dude. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
That's right. They had a new album in 2019. You'll hear a track off it. Yeah, man, we're just chilling. And unfortunately, last weekend, I was a piece of shit and just did nothing to fix my house. It's in disrepair as fuck. What can I say?
Last weekend, I did a live stream.
I saw it. Or I saw the part of it, or like the next day or something.
Nice. Yeah. I just did another one earlier. That's why I'm like two baldos deep right now. So I'm ready to rock. Thriving Treason, motherfucker.
That's right. Oh. This guy's got the golden voice. He could have been a somebody, but what happened?
I hear it every day from my the people that I work with. When I answer their calls, and they're like, "Man, you should be on the radio," I'm like, "Yeah, I have a podcast. Nobody listens to it."
Yeah, but you got to be in the right place at the right time in life. I think that's a big part of everyone's success, dude.
Absolutely, brother.
Like,
absolutely.
If you were some young dude and you ran into some radio or got, you know what I mean, like had potential for a radio career. The mighty Zephyr.
I clearly remember being like 14 years old and wearing a Green Day shirt at my grandparents' house for Christmas. So we're talking about 1994 here, right? This is Gower's memories.
Gower's memories, the Gower's memories, Gower's memories.
They're memories, not memories, but you can hold them just the same.
Continue.
So, I am 14 years old. I'm at my grandparents' house. I'm wearing a Green Day shirt. And my favorite cousin comes in. He happens to live up in Humboldt County area. You might know his dad. We recorded an album of yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Dave Gower, right?
That's right. Yeah. And
shout
his
out
son,
to Dave Gower.
And his son, David Gower. And David Gower's best friend growing up just so happened to be the one, the only Mr. Trey Cool, the drummer of Green Day.
Yeah, and what's also, like, even if you, like, I thought you were telling a bullshit story, the How to Ruin a Record Label, the story of Lookout Records by Larry Livermore is fucking, I have reading on the toilet constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Anyway, so he's in the story, right? He lived in the same area.
He's like a super awesome soccer player up in Humboldt County that becomes the fucking drummer for Green Day.
Yeah, but I mean, he was in a band with him before Green Day, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah. So, but the bottom line is that he's like, you know he's here right now.
Yeah,
because
when we
went to my grandparents' house for Christmas, it was always like bring anybody, like it's all good. It was like 200 people fucking in the garage, like rocking, like German style seating, like everybody sat next to each other and just fucking partied it up. It was great. And so here I am, 14 years old. Less than 6 months away from having seen Green Day at Gilmore in Berkeley. like with a fucking bruise across my chest from the rail because I was up against the rail. And here's the drummer to my favorite band. And I'm like, hey, man. And he's like, this is exactly how Trey is.
Hey, what's up, man?
And I was like, this is so disappointing. It's like you meet your idol and you're like, bro, like you sound like a 14-year-old girl.
Hey, man, how's it going? I'm the drummer for like this Green Day band. It's super cool.
All right, so this has been a Gower Memory. It's a Gower Memory. Gower Memory.
Trey, I love you, but fucking Green Day is whack. And really? Republican? You're going to run under the Republican ticket? That's what you're going to do?
That's right. Yeah. And write some more songs about drag queens and stuff like
there
that.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna play some more music. Thanks for listening, and that Gower Memory was epic. Here we go. This is
epic
the Rager.
Pathetic. Either way, I'm apathetic. It's
164. This guy's liking his. What the fuck, dude? who you calling girly? Long haired. Just kidding.
Bro, I got my shit up, too.
Like. I know. The man buns are... I don't know if I like them. All right, here we go. More music.
Right. Here, I'll put it down for you.
Oh, Jesus. And long hair.
And fucking donatable hair length of treason.
We'll be right back. touching the ground, you don't care, it seems okay. Yeah, I guess it's really fine. With a profile just like Dobby's from the climb.
I grabbed their little buns!
Episode 264 coming at you. This is the Rager.
Yeah, bro. Fucking keg stands. Woo.
The rage burns inside me. We'll have a Matador confession right now.
Mad at those confessions, mad at those confessions, mad at those confessions.
So we're in this mega outage at work, and there's these fucking security guards, dude, and they're driving me nuts. Like, they put cones in front of the gate because this guy last outage, he basically get down. Or did she say eat now?
Let's go with the confessions, man.
All right, continuing on the confession. You're a lot of background noise.
Hey, get out.
This guy's gone full Aussie.
Fugazi.
Anyway, these fucking security people are such bitches, and there's one I call Paul Blart, and the other one Little Debbie, and I just fucking hate them, man. They're security control. I'm going to use the restroom. Security control. We got FedEx with some packages. Security control. It's like, shut the fuck up. And he had them all jammed in three different trucks and like the main thing. Like, way to go, Blart. And so last outage, the guy stopped a thing and the gate closed and hit a truck. And he fell down trying to like hold the gate while it was closing.
Hold the gate.
Fuck you, Paul Blart. And then the lady is like, security control. Like, just all day, like, just retarded, man. She's like, my radio's running low, and like, just. And then some guy's like, you need to learn how to talk on the radio. Like, you sound like horrible. Just like, bitch her out the other day. And she's all, apparently Bill's told me how to talk on the radio, and it was like way better. She's like putting it right up to the, you know, like the mic or whatever. But
she's not like swallowing the microphone like DJ Bannerdor.
I'm gonna swallow the microphone for like shit an entire year,
like 150 episodes.
Yeah, I know. It used to be my trademark back in the 90s when we weren't making this. Oh, shit. Well, thanks for doing the show, Gower, and April 17th.
Yeah,
I hope
man.
We actually hang out, because you got to start making this fucking thing.
I hope the next time we record, it's in person, brother.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sounds so much better, too. Like, my mic versus the computer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I listen, I'm like, oh, I'm being recorded off of a computer.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Yep.
All right, anyway, thanks for listening. Let the rage burn inside. Here it comes, rhyme.
And fuel the fire of treason.
Upper.
Guess who's home?
You already know this is Tony, rhyme with a light to me.
Oh, be quiet, Tony.
I got CEOs bringing me filet mignon. But now a nigga home looking frail in the trap with a bitch shotgun that's in hell in the car. I got rocks on my neck the size of bottom tops. I got Glocks in the Lexus, we ride behind cops. Bro days, we used to put water in our cereal. Now we caught some bullets just to shoot another video. It's Tony Montano, full body armor. Son of niggas like Alfredo in a golf over. Two-shot revolver, that Dylan's a shit. And the AR-15, been in your six. We taking trips to Morocco, just to tan. We smoke weed in restaurants in Amsterdam. I was worth 100 grams, now I'm worth a cool million. I put money on your hairline, your dime, and your jewelry.
I'm a drummer, said I keep him, I'm already sipping. I'm already, man, you crazy. If you think I'ma let up, I told you I'm a drama setter. I'll be the first to set it, homie, you can bet it. Just don't get in the way of my cheddar, man, cause I'm a drama setter. I don't go looking for no trouble, but somehow the trouble always finds me. Don't make me happy in the drama setter. With your mama crying, cause the only son is dying. She don't know it's just to call me, catch a knife, cause I'm a drama setter.
Yeah, it was
home, them ARs is drawn. Opie's guerrilla unit, fuck affiliation. We are one, it is senseless for you to prevent this. The 40 cal put you up under some photosynthesis. At any given instant, another incident. You just got a glimpse of Opie and Ye's temperament. And we holding them K's, that's why homie won't age. Isn't it that Tony's enraged, they throw him in cages. But now my niggas loose, our crews is bulletproof. All brought to you from whom's pupils, baby blues is confuses. Put your portrait on the news, nigga, them screws is loose when you're fucking with them shady dudes.
I'm a drummer, said I keep in my Beretta, sipping on Moretta. Man, you crazy if you think I'ma let up, I told you. I'm a drummer, said I'll be the first to set it, homie, you can bet it. Just don't get in the way of my cheddar, man, cause I'm a drummer, said I keep in my Beretta, sipping on Moretta. Man, you crazy if you think I'ma let up, I told you. I'm a drummer, said I'll be the first to set it, homie, you can bet it. Just don't get in the way of my cheddar, man, cause I'm a drummer, said I don't go looking for no trouble, but somehow the trouble always finds me. Don't make me happy in the trauma center with your mama crying, cause the only son is dying. She don't know it's just your karma, catch your neck, cause I'm a trauma center.
I got stressed out of school, but now I'm here. And your rappers only bust shots, only in fear. Chinchillas on my back, itchy fingers on the Mac. Get Skrilla off a crack, get 50, shoot it back. Listen, homie, don't let them niggas amp you money, cause I got niggas in Queens that kill for pamper money. Move like Kaiser, Jason Williams slaughter the driver. My daughter Manaya, know that the kids spit fire. Reality rap, nigga, check my salary cap. I give guns to my soldiers with a battery pack. What you know about light planes and heavy coke and trucks being smuggled on them fast speedboats? It's the rap tycoon, Tony, y'all all know me. See me on MTV, I'm a parolee. I was out for 12 hours and we're right back in. The three hots and one cop doing time in the pen. Yeah!
I'm a drummer, said I'm my Beretta, sipping on Moretta. Man, you crazy if you think I'ma let up, I told you. I'm a drummer, said I'll be the first to set it, homie. You can bet it, just don't get in the way of my cheddar, man. Cause I'm a drummer, said I don't go looking for no trouble, but somehow the trouble always finds me. Don't make me happy in the trauma center with your mama crying, cause the only son is dying. She don't know it's just your karma, catch your knife, cause I'm a trauma center.
Yeah, nigga! Thank you, Marshall!
No problem, no problem.
Bring for you on this glorious afternoon.
Well, Hector, here's the game plan. You're gonna bring us two absolute martinis. You know how I like them, straight up. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're gonna bring us two more. Then two more after that, every 5 minutes until one of us passes the fuck out.
Excellent strategy, sir. I'm good with water for now, though. Thank you.
It's his first day on Wall Street. Give him time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Else would you do this job? Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Right. I gotta say, I'm incredibly excited to be a part of your firm. I mean, the clients you have are absolutely...
Fuck the clients. Your only responsibility is to put meat on the table. You got a girlfriend?
I'm married. I have a wife. Her name's Teresa. She cuts hair.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Think about Teresa. Name of the game? Move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
Right, but if you can make a client's money at the same time, it's advantageous to everyone, correct?
No. Number one rule of Wall Street. Nobody. Okay, if you're Warren Buffett or if you're Jimmy Buffett, nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in fucking circles. Least of all stockbrokers, right? It's all a fugazi. You know what a fugazi is?
Well, fugazi. It's a fake.
Hey, fugazi, it's a wazi, it's a woozy, it's a fairy dust. It doesn't exist. It's never landed. It is no matter. It's not on the elemental chart. It's not fucking real.
Right?
All right. Stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
We don't create shit. We don't build anything.
No.
So if you got a client who bought stock at 8 and now sits at 16, he's all fucking happy. He wants to cash in, liquidate, take his fucking money and run home. You don't let him do that. Because that would make it real.
Right.
Now, what do? You get another brilliant idea. A special idea. Another situation. Another stock to reinvest his earnings and then some. And he will every single time because they're fucking addicted. And then you just keep doing this again and again and again. Meanwhile, he thinks he's getting shit rich, which he is on paper. But you and me, the brokers, right, we're taking home cold hard cash via commission, motherfucker.
Right. That's incredible, sir. I can't tell you how excited I am.
You should be. There's two keys to success in the broker business. First of all, you gotta stay relaxed.
Yeah.
You jerk off?
Do I jerk off? Yeah. Yeah, I jerk off, yeah.
How many times a week?
Like, three or four times, maybe.
I gotta pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket. I, myself, I jerk off at least twice a day.
Wow.
Once in the morning, right after a workout, and then once right after lunch.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay? I want to. That's not why I do it. I do it because I fucking need to. Think about it. You're dealing with numbers all day long. Decimal points, high frequencies, bang, 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 fucking digits, all very acidic, above the shoulders, mustard shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. Kind of can wake some people out.
fist up your ass like my name was Jim Henson. My blood is boiling, your car's annoying. I'm gonna get ya, I'm gonna get ya. Don't flash your hobbies at me. You wouldn't like it when I'm angry, you say. I got the road rage. What's that? I step on my gas and pass your ass. Gonna check you out while you do your hair. You're driving around like you just don't care. I got the road rage. Yeah, 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 yeah. So chill, get off my grip. You drive too fast, I'll make you crash.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.